Let's get right to it, folks. Let's get right to it. Are they gouging us? Are they ripping us off with these property taxes? Listen, if you own a home in the DFW area, you better just lean right in. You better hang with us through this whole show. We're talking about property taxes, not the whole show. So, like, we got woo-hoo! More interesting.
Everybody
topics.
Just paid their taxes, so we're all in a mood.
Their income taxes.
I know.
Yes,
keep it coming.
Next up, property taxes. There's an argument to be made if you wanted to be Debbie Downer, that you can never actually truly fully own property in the great state of Texas, and the reason for that would be
property taxes.
No matter how long ago you paid off your loan,
I've got to rent my land.
You are still paying, as my grandfather would say, the government. You are still going to pay the government, to live there, even though you already paid for the house. Now, it's still a beautiful thing to have a paid for home and have your only expenses be, you know, taxes and insurance and maintenance. But we're going to talk about how you can minimize your property taxes due and all the different elements of that as we make our way through the show today. So no matter where you live in DFW, if you own property or somebody you love owns property, we're going to cover some things that are relevant to you. We're going to talk, you know, can you protest? How do you protest? What's the best way to protest and win? How to keep your costs down? How that affects selling your property in the future? All that good stuff. So hang with us. We're going to cover quite a few other things as we make our way through the show. So do not be dismayed if that is not a topic that lights you up. But you know what I like to do, Courtney? Save money. And not overpay for things. So we're going to cover that as far as it relates to property taxes, as well as some ways that getting that right can really, really help you later when it comes time to sell your property or to buy a property or to even finance or refinance a property. So we're going to talk about all that as we make our way through the show. You are listening to DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. I am Todd Tremonti. We got the full crew in studio. But if you ever miss a show, or if you miss this show, or if you think this would be really helpful for a friend of mine, I wish they would have heard this. They can, and they can do that through the podcast. You can find the podcast, which is so cleverly named DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti.
Catchy.
So that it's easy for you to find whenever you go search that. Where could you search it, Courtney? Where could you search and find DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti in the podcast form?
I mean, you can find it on Spotify.
Okay.
Apple Podcasts.
All right.
I mean, wherever people are listening, unclear on all the apps.
Whatever RSS feed
you've got. They seem to change
got.
These days.
If you listen to podcasts, you can find our podcast, DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. And if for whatever reason you're like, I just need to see them. I need to see what full price Courtney looks like. I need to see the
She's
Yanni Donnie
pretty.
In all of his glory.
So is Yanni
And I
Donnie.
Might even want to see Todd in his glasses and see if he does in fact look like Rick Moranis. Then you can do that.
He does.
YouTube.
On YouTube. And you can just search my name, Todd Tremonti, on YouTube. You might find
lots.
The main channel with area videos all about different cool things in DFW. You might find the Homes on Land channel where we talk about the glorious lifestyle of living in a great home on a few acres with a big backyard. And you might even find podcast episodes. You might even find short videos from those podcast episodes. But if you just need to share an episode or find one or listen to past episodes, that's how you do it. You find the podcast or the YouTube stuff. DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. The first segment of every show I think we've ever done in over a decade, Ian, is brought to us by
a boy PG.
Patrick Gleros.
ABC Bank. Patrick Gleros is where you, patrickgleros.com is where you can go and start an application directly on his website. But if you are in the need for anything to do with mortgages or refi or just have questions, reach out to Patrick, patrickgleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgleros.com, 972-386-1231. Or if you forget any of that and the other vendors that we talk about, just go to toddtremontiteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you will find all of our recommended pros and vendors.
All right, folks, here comes the warning. Warning. Warning.
And now this.
Here's your heads up, folks. Here, I do that ideally when Courtney's taking a drink because it's her favorite thing we do. Maybe second only to...
Hi, Ian. It's Mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
And I did enjoy my day.
I think Ian's mom has passed, and now this.
I mean, it's very sweet.
Everyone's favorite.
What I was saying earlier is she's adding a Peppa Pig vibe to the show.
Whoa.
I honestly.
Peppa wishes she could be Ian's mom.
Ian's mom.
Okay, so here's the deal. This is your warning because you do have very, very little time to get this right. So if you own property in DFW already, whether it's residential, commercial, or anything, especially residential, though, there is a short window of time remaining for you to protest your property taxes. Now, what does it mean to protest your property taxes? That means that the county appraisal district told you, hey, your house is worth $885,000, and you're going to have to pay taxes on that.
And you go,
you're like,
no.
Abso-freaking-lutely not, because I bought it like 5 years ago for $450,000, yeah. And what it costs me to live here is going up at an insane rate because you jerks think you're just going to squeeze me for everything I've got. That's how it feels pretty much all the time. So what we are telling you is that you should already know this, but if for some reason you don't, you can go protest their valuation. What you need to be able to do is to tell them why their valuation is wrong. Why is it too high? What should it be? So a couple of quick notes. Everyone here, everyone listening, all of your friends can do this. You can go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click on the home valuation tab, and get an automated valuation for your property, which is based on accurate local data. You can find out what your house should be worth right now in under 1 minute. Yes, that is an automated valuation, but it will tell you basically how accurate that number is based on how accurate the data it has. You can correct and update any data if you've changed something in your home and the automated data is not correct. But everyone should do that right now. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. Right there at the very top, whether you're on mobile or desktop, doesn't matter. Right there at the very top, there's a little button that says home valuation. Hit that. You'll type your address, and everyone on our team averages about 41, 42 seconds.
Even Courtney did it in like the 40s. And if you knew Courtney and her ability with technology, you would be like, wow.
Listen, she's
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. It's the technology and the desire to stay in the same place and stay focused on that thing for that long. It's like there's more fun things to do. So here's the thing. Less than 1 minute, go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, right at the very top. Towards the left, value, you know, property valuation, home valuation, hit that, and then in less than a minute, you'll know the automated value of your home. That's a huge help to go. Let me compare that with what the county is saying their tax valuation is. Then, if you are like, hey, this is helpful, but I'd like more, you can reply to the value. We'll also send you an email with all the valuation info so you can use it. But you can reply to that and basically say, could I get a custom valuation? Could I get a deep dive, more thorough, full, complete, documented, all that stuff? If you're a client of ours or a friend of ours, or if we just jump on the phone for a few minutes and it looks like we can help, we can then do a manual, takes us some time, personalized super custom valuation for you. And on top of that, we'll add what we call a professional opinion letter, which basically says we are authoritative professional real estate, you know, real estate pros with a license who do this a lot. And we've done a valuation assessment and we believe the property to be worth this in the current market. That will help you.
I was going to ask, does that carry more weight than my
research? Yes, it should. I can't promise you that the tax assessor that day is going to be like, oh gosh, now that you have this. But the point is, we will do that honestly and ethically, as favorably for you as we can, honestly and ethically. And we'll give more data than you would be able to do on your own. And therefore, they're likely to consider it more. Doesn't mean they're just going to lay down, but they are much more likely to listen and evaluate your number when you have an authoritative professional helping you come to that number. So all that said, go do the automated under 1 minute one, no matter what, even if you're not protesting your taxes, even if you just want to know what your, you know, parents' house is worth or whatever, it's free. Enjoy it. But it's also a really good, useful tool. ToddTremontiTeam.com, click the home valuation tab. Then if you know already, like, I want to protest, I don't have a real estate professional that's willing to do that for me or able to do that for me, or no one's ever offered that to me, and you want a world-class agent to do that for you, then reply to that email, or you can just call or text us anytime. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. If you're a landlord and you have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 houses, you should be doing this every year. We'll talk in a minute about other ways you can do it and services and businesses that can do that stuff for you. But that's your quick tip from me right now, is that if you want to make sure you're not overpaying on your property taxes, then run a valuation, do the automated one. And then if you would like us to do a more deep dive, we'll do that. ToddTremontiTeam.com, hit the home valuation button, call or text 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008.
New segment idea for you, Court. Top tips with Todd.
Oh, just a tip show. Is there any reason to not protest my taxes? Like, will it hurt me later?
Okay. It's a very good question, but for a radio answer, no. There's really not any reason not to. Now, I could come up with some reasons. Like, there are certain years where it's like, hey, you're probably not going to win this. Like, your value really did go way up this year, and it didn't go up. Like, your actual value, meaning like what you could sell it for, went way, way up, and maybe your tax value just went up a little bit, and it's like, hey, don't mess with that.
But does the bank look at it when I want my home to be worth more when I'm selling it, or appraisal value?
Okay, so that's a better question even. Like, I think what you're asking is, if I go ask them to lower my tax value, mm-hmm. is that going to kind of lower my resale value later? And the answer is no. Those are two totally different valuation methods. When it goes to what would your house sell for, we're looking for what have other people paid for houses like yours in the area recently without any wildly different factors. When it's a tax valuation, it is literally the tax assessor is valuing every single house in the county. And they're going by that neighborhood, and it's like they've never been inside your house ever. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, homes in that quadrant of the neighborhood are all going up 6.8942% this year. Now, the ones that are in average condition are going to get kind of the middle of that. The ones that are in poor condition are going to probably go up less. The ones that are in, you know, and they rate them, you know, good, average, poor condition. It's on your, go to the county appraisal district website. It's going to tell you kind of how your property is rated.
Oh, interesting.
If it's in the best condition, it's probably going to get a little bit more of that price bump. But they're just kind of making these blanket valuations with very, very little specified information. Now, they have your square footage. By the way, they don't even always have that correct. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, if you think your square footage is wrong with the county, call us about that too. We have a couple of really simple, it does cost a little bit of money, but not a ton of money, and you're not paying us. We can help you find the appropriate way to go about that and make sure that they've got your square footage correct. You might go find in your protest that they're taxing you. They have an extra bedroom. They think your house is a 5-bedroom when it's only a 4-bedroom. They think you have a 2-car garage and you only have a 1-car garage, or you don't have a garage anymore, or they have your lot size wrong, or all kinds of different things. So those are easy things when you're like, I have authoritative documentation that your data is just wrong. The valuation's a little bit tougher, where it's like, we think your opinion's a little high and here's why. Mm-hmm. But all of that to say, no. The answer to your question is no. If you were like, you hit a grand slam and you got your county appraisal district tax valuation down $50,000 lower than they wanted to value it, it should not in any way impact your resale value.
Does it transfer, or does it reset with every new owner?
Great question also. Way to go today. You're killing it. Sort of for a little while. So here's the deal. Let's just say I'm selling my house and you're buying it, and it's worth $500,000, but it's only taxed at $400,000. Like, really great. We're paying less taxes than somebody would buy it for.
Yeah, is that like a pro?
No one did anything wrong. It's awesome for me. When you buy it, the way that valuation works is property valuations come out once a year. So let's just say valuations are coming out right now or have already come out in the DFW area. Like, literally most homeowners have already gotten something in the mail that says what their house is worth. They probably got it back in February. Okay. Now you buy it right after that. You're going to basically pay taxes on the valuation that I got for this whole year. But next year, when they go pull all the public data and stuff to figure out,
oh, you paid.
They might. It depends on how your transaction went down. But if you got a mortgage and there's public data about the mortgage, if it was in the MLS and there's a record of sale and all that, then they're probably going to go, look, it's worth what you just paid for it. Like, we're not stupid. So maybe not forever, but maybe for that first year. And the good news is, the lower your starting place is, the more likely you are to keep it low and fight them from raising it. every year. We don't have time today to talk about all the annual caps. There's a they can raise the value as much as they want, but they can only tax you on a certain amount of increase every year. There's a cap to the increase, usually 10%.
Are you surprised by how many people don't do the homestead exemption?
I'm horrified by it. And I don't use the word horrified.
And I didn't do it for the first couple of years.
Yeah, total.
Big surprise.
It's the something that makes me really sad. I'm not calling out your agent before, but it's not their job to do this for you, but great agents will help you with this. We tell anyone who buys a house with us ever, hey, this is how that works. And the homestead exemption is something totally different. But by the way, if you are eligible for a property tax exemption and you're not using it, I can't think of a single reason you wouldn't do that. Everyone should have a homestead exemption if it's your primary residence. If you're over 65, there's over 65 exemptions. If you have any sort of disability or there's other exemptions, but you should explore that and take advantage of every single one. The deadline in most counties is May 15th, and a couple of places it's the end of May. It's basically 30 days after you get your appraisal notice in the mail. So just pause. 30 days after you get your notice, or in some counties around DFW, it's May 15th, and some counties it's May 31st. But it is either right here or rapidly approaching. And then the amounts you pay are different in different counties. And it's not just the county. The things that you get taxed on are your property value, your school district, pretty much all the time. In some areas, there's like people vote for these things and they don't always think about it because they're like, oh, I'm voting for this bond or this tax for the hospital, right? And it's only 1 cent per $1,000. It doesn't sound like much. I want to support the community. And then you haven't really thought about it, but you just voted to raise your taxes for the rest of your life. And it is almost never, ever, ever a thing that after your taxes are raised, they ever come back down. It just doesn't happen. It's always like, well, after we've paid for that, that'll go away. Or, you know, someone's like, we're going to get in there and lower taxes. It just almost never, ever, ever, ever happens. So just know, I'm not telling you what to do, but when you go vote for these local things to be added to property taxes, they're probably going to be there forever. And some people vote for it and they like it. And then when they have to pay their taxes, they're super upset about it. Kind of your fault.
Would you move to a different county for a different rate?
Okay. Also a good question. My answer is no.
I've never looked at that.
My answer is no, but I understand people that factored in. Like, I live right on a county line. I don't mind saying. I live right between Dallas and Collin County, okay? When you're talking like there's two houses, I would be happy with either one, and they're like hundreds of feet from each other, I definitely would have a preference. I'm like, I'll take this one over that one. Now, if you said like, would you pack up your family and move across town just to be in a different county? No. But there are different tax rates in different counties. Like some areas are a little more expensive than others. Obviously, that means some are a little more affordable than others. In the DFW area, stuff is usually in a pretty tight range. It's kind of in 2-point-something% range as far as property taxes go, right? Not a lot of variance there when you think about let's just pick a round number. If I had an $800,000 house, you know, I'm probably paying $20,000-ish in property taxes no matter where I go. Mm-hmm. But it might be $800 less if I'm in that county. It might be $662 less for the whole year if I don't have that hospital thing that area does and this one doesn't. Mm-hmm. So yes, there are some differences. I might prefer one over the other. Am I going to pack up and move my whole family to save, this is going to sound cruddy, but you know, $60 a month? Probably not. The cost of moving and all that is not worth it. But if you're open to multiple places, that certainly might be a factor, right? Now, here's another question that a lot of people probably should be asking is it worth it to pay more in some areas? And I'm not going to point any one specific area out or choose one over the other, but a lot of our friends, our listeners, our viewers, our clients know, well, I'm willing to pay a little bit more to live there. It's cleaner. It's safer. It's nicer. The signage is better. It's better maintained. Or I like the city services more. They do bulk trash every week instead of once a month. Or those are the little things that that revenue, that tax money is going towards. Like some people just love certain cities have the really pretty toppers on all the road signs and the landscaping when you enter the city and you leave, like, mm-hmm. those sound silly. The fire department's more responsive. The cops are really, really involved. Right? Like, I'm not saying they're better here than there. People have their opinions of the different things. They like the parks and the trails better. Well, some of that is what the tax revenue goes to. Obviously, people move for school districts, and some of those tax revenues go to the schools.
Plano just changed and added in all new, like, signage over the last year or so, and I will say it was delightful.
Yeah, some of those are bond programs, by the way, where people are like, yeah, I'll do the 2 cents per thousand, and then they're like, I hate these taxes, they're killing me. Like, you asked for it, and you like the signs. So, yes, there are some questions about that.
I think this conversation's so interesting.
Let me pause.
I can tell that you want to wrap it up, and I'm like, I have so many questions.
Well, that's fine. Keep them coming. We can talk some more about it. But let me pause for folks and just say, here's what you can do about it. If you love where you live, or you're just not going to go anywhere no matter what, and you want to lower your cost of living there, I think it's totally appropriate to protest your property taxes every single year. There are some services out there that will do that for you just automatically every year. You're going to pay them a portion of what they save you to do it. There's nothing wrong with that. I've done it.
But you don't pay anything if they don't save you. I've done it for years, and unfortunately, I haven't had to pay them anything.
Yeah.
But
I have, and I've had some years where they helped, and I've done it, you know, I help people do it themselves a lot. And so you can totally do this yourself.
I love this.
I've done it myself too.
Real quick, let me say this. If you want help, the best thing to do first is go to your county appraisal district website. Almost every county in North Texas has a website. Some rural counties, you kind of have to go in and do it manually, but Dallas, Tarrant, Collin, Kaufman, Rockwall, all the main counties in our area have these things online. And you're going to just download a form, fill it out, mail it in or email it in, usually email it now. And you should do that. So step one is, like, go to your county appraisal district website, get the form. Step two, go use our free, totally free, doesn't cost you anything, takes less than a minute, automated deal. TodTremonti.com, click the home valuation button. Number three is, if you know you want to go protest and you would like our help, reply to the automated valuation email and just say, can I get help protesting? Can I get a deep dive valuation? Can I get an opinion letter? Whatever you want to say. And then we'll help you with that. If you're thinking about selling and you have questions like Courtney, where you're like, yeah, I want to get that down to help me sell, or I'm going to sell in 2 years, I want to save money until then, go ahead and do that. But let us know that when we're going through this process for you. And then we can help you with, hey, this is kind of the way tax valuations are done, but this over here is how resale valuations are done. They're different. So we can tell you, hey, based on what the county's taxing your neighbors, we think you should be taxed at this. But we could also tell you, hey, we think we could sell it for this other number over here.
I did a thing with our entire team this week in our training that we do, where we actually did some home valuations for a couple of properties that we've got coming live. And I had every single member of our team, regardless of whether they work with buyers or sellers or if they're staff, everybody did this task, and we compared to see where we were at.
Yep.
But one of the questions that got asked at the beginning was exactly what you just said, which was, what style of valuation are we doing here?
Yep.
Are we doing it based on what we think an appraiser would say? Are we doing it based on what we think tax would say or what we would sell it for? And it was a really good question that we hadn't really thought about, and because there is, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a couple more things. First of all, we're going to have an absolute showdown. We're going to compare Dallas County and Collin County. Now, if those aren't the counties you live in, hang with us because it'll be relevant to any counties you're comparing. But we're going to look at Dallas versus Collin and what are some of the differences. We can also talk a little bit more about those different valuation styles. And then honestly, we can help you find out if you're absolutely getting hosed by your county. Are you absolutely getting hosed by your county? Last thing real quick. The title company is going to help manage a lot of these taxes and things. If you buy or sell or refinance a property, how much are you paying? Is it prorated? Is your valuation the same as the previous owners and all that stuff? And Republic Title is as good as it gets with managing all those details. Check them out at republictitle.com. We'll be right back after the break. Find out if Dallas or Collin County is better in your opinion and if you're getting totally hosed on your property taxes. Dallas County or Collin County?
Easy.
How do you compare counties? Do counties matter?
Let's go.
What's the vibe? What's the energy? Vibe's a real popular word lately, by the way.
Vibe. vibing.
Last show we were like, what's the vibe?
Vibing.
What is the
vibe
of one county versus the other? You know, we've talked property taxes before. Is it more costly to live in one versus the other? Or is it worth the price to live in one versus the other? Let's get down to some business, and then let's get down to some business.
You know, I also owe an apology here to my friend Patrick Galeros with ABC Bank, the man you should call, the man, the myth, the legend, you might say.
I've said it many times.
The man you should call if you have questions about your mortgages or refinancing or just really anything to do with the mortgage industry.
I talked to him a lot this week.
And you're going to go to patrickgaleros.com, G-L-A-R-O-S. You're going to call him at 972-386-1231.
But what's the apology?
I didn't give the NMLS number in the first segment.
Fired.
NMLS number 3088804. So I've given it twice. Yeah. So I feel like I've
for compliance reasons, we do only have to do it once per show, but I appreciate the thorough nature with which you did it twice.
I take my job seriously.
No doubt about it. You know what I take seriously? Not getting hosed on my mortgage,
waxed.
Why I call...
I don't want to get
Patrick
Galeros waxed. I don't want to get waxed on my mortgage.
There it is. He brought it back. He brought it back. Still have no clue what area of the planet that person is from.
It's from the south.
I'll tell you what, it's not. It's not England.
No, it's South American. Okay. No, South America. Oh. Right. Not South American.
Obvious.
South of the United States.
Southern United States. Okay, here we go. Dallas County versus Collin County. Now, why would you want to live in one versus the other? Whether you're from out of state and you don't really even know where those two things are, or whether you've been living in one of those counties your whole life, but it's time to make a move and you're kind of considering, what do we love? What do we not love? What do clients and prospects and friends and neighbors love versus not love? Let's go.
I do think this will be a very helpful video if you are looking to move to the Dallas area and not understanding what these two counties mean.
Well, it helps with where we are located too. Like, because you live in Dallas County.
I'm Dallas County.
I'm Collin County.
And I'm a bit of a hybrid. My property is in Dallas County, but it is absolutely, like, literally the fence that I would call my back fence is technically on my neighbor's side, and he's in Collin County. So we are on the line. Kids go to school in Collin County, churches in Collin County, house and officer in Dallas County, and my entire life is right on that border of just up and around the whole that edge. So I'll be the middler and you guys can just duke it out. But here's the thing. Why would you want to live there? Why would you pay taxes there? Why would you want to go to school there? Why would you encourage a friend to move near you or not move near you? You know, what do you like and what are the dislikes? But also, what do other people say? So what are some Dallas County positives?
I mean, city energy.
Like the actual city of Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like kind of just the outskirts of the big city, right? I mean, it goes all the way. The line goes just past
Dallas
Richardson.
County includes.
Oh, it goes all the way up to you.
Obviously, all of the city of Dallas, and then up to edges
just south of 635.
Edges of Plano, George Bush. But it goes all the way down south of Dallas, and it obviously ring. It's a pretty even ring. It's not perfectly circle. So you're going east a good bit. You're going west a good bit. It is.
Here's what I will say.
Huge county.
I think if I'm going to live in Dallas, like, I'm not getting the benefit of the outdoors. I'm not getting benefit of mountains and like whatever. So I just want to enjoy the city. If I got to live in the burbs, I want to be accessible to the incredible things that the city offers, which is museums and concerts and great restaurants and just buzz. And I can get out of Dodge for the, you know, country life.
Okay, so Dallas clearly has the city of Dallas.
The further out you live, the harder it is to enjoy this place, and I think that's the point of living here.
And you're talking specifically about like urban, like theaters,
yes,
and major, like giant, the professional sports, like the huge infrastructure stuff.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah, Dallas clearly has it. Collin doesn't have as much, but I don't know. There's a lot happening on northern Collin County. You got all the Frisco development. You got huge things like the Dallas Cowboys, Toyota Music. You got minor league ballparks. You got some infrastructure. You
it
got
sort
some
of
arts.
Feels like
Legacy West is pretty great.
It sort of feels like my argument doesn't hold up per se, because I'm like, I have to drive pretty far for the airport.
Now listen, you live close to the edge of the county too. I'm not going to tell everybody exactly where That's you live, but Lookout is the edge of the county line as it makes its way Richardson. So something to pay attention to. So you're kind of saying you're going into the city for all the urban, but you can also go out for all the suburban. You're kind of on the edge of urban.
Yeah, maybe the argument is find that midline. You're on it, I'm on it. How far are you from Dallas County? Quite far.
Far enough.
Well, go ahead and tell us everything.
But what are your pros for Dallas County?
For Dallas County?
Yeah. You're a sports fanatic.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's where, you know, I'm a big Mavs fan, so we would drive down and go watch the Mavs a lot.
Fire Nico.
There's like,
all opinions on the show are not approved by WWE.
So I'm a big foodie chef guy, right? So generally speaking, whenever you see Food Network shows that feature Dallas restaurants, they're going to be featured in that kind of Deep Ellum area down there. So like, there's a lot. Now, there's incredible restaurants all over the place, but that's where you're going to find some really, really great
food. Density of all that stuff. Like walk from one to another, tons of that stuff. Okay, so that's fair. Again, just for the sake of argument, I would say parts of Plano and Frisco are also like incredible amounts of great food
for sure
within walking distance of each other. You know, in some of the smaller areas, Allen's got a couple little pockets of like super diverse international food that's great. Richardson's got a bunch of that stuff. Great sushi.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just thinking kind of the Dallas-Collin County line there. Obviously, you get over northwest side. There are some pockets of density, but things start to feel a little bit more spread out and stuff like that too. So, okay. What are some negatives? Now, be careful on negatives. We, two of the three of us, hold real estate licenses, and there's some restrictions here. We got to be careful. But generally speaking, some would prefer one county over the other, or parts of one county over the other. For what reasons?
Schools.
Okay. Some would just say, hey, I like these schools better than those schools. And yeah, by the way, I would argue, I've heard arguments for both. Like, we're moving to Collin County because those schools have certain services. Or, hey,
sure,
we prefer Dallas County because of the scale and the resources, or because or we don't like it because of the lack of the resources. So there's some
Yeah, there is something opinions. To consider for sure, considering on your child's needs. Like, different ISDs have different capabilities, it seems. So that's definitely a pro or con to consider for individually.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, one of the cons that's out there, and you can definitely find a lot of stats and info on all this stuff, but there is higher crime density in more pockets of Dallas County than you would find in
Ian was a cop. He knows all this stuff.
Wait, but tell me, like, I mean, you already said it. I don't mind telling people that I live in Richardson. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Dallas County.
To be clear, I didn't say you lived there. I said that's where the county line for Richardson is. But
oh, I apologize.
We've linked it now.
I heard it differently. Mm-hmm. But my Richardson PD is different than Dallas PD, right?
Correct. City specific.
City specific.
Sheriff.
I mean,
you got some county. Law enforcement.
I think the call time on Dallas PD, response time, it ain't great.
I don't know that to be a fact, but I've certainly heard people complaining. Let me give you something we have very specifics on. Dallas County property tax, 2.29478%, right? So 2.29. Collin County, 2.18.
Oh, lower. They're the lowest.
They're one of the lowest in the state. Now,
congratulations.
What's the difference on that? Over the course of a year, you know, hundreds of dollars, but hey, every dollar adds up.
Look after the pennies and the pounds, look after themselves.
By the way, Tarrant is 2.3, Rockwall's 2.1, Parker's 2.5. So those are just a snapshot. But those are reasons you might be like, oh, that's a negative. You know, the Dallas versus Collin, Dallas costs a little bit more. And some would say, well, I'm paying more and I think the services are better over here or whatever.
What do you say to the cookie cutter vibes of Collin County? It's very
I'm gonna argue.
The rows of homes, just they're a nightmare to me.
Courtney,
go ahead.
I'm gonna say this, which is on my notes in front of me, and I think it's perfect. Okay. Like me, Collin County is shiny, clean and master plan.
And lacks character.
Okay.
Oh, I think I've got plenty of character.
Let me pause for a second and just tell folks, hey, if you happen to be considering a choice between Dallas County and Collin County or buying or selling a home anywhere in DFW, we are here for you. It's what we do all day, every day at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. We have a team of full-time, fully dedicated, world-class professional real estate agents who specialize in either buying or selling. You get two agents, a whole team, plus support staff and everything when you buy and sell with us instead of one person just trying to spin all the plates. We also have agents who specialize on the Dallas side or the Fort Worth side. One team, two markets, and we do that at a very high level. I'm confident to say world class. If we can help you with anything, call or text 214-310-0008. Just save that phone number in your cell phone. 214-310-0008. By the way, if you do want to protest your property taxes, you can get an automated valuation at toddtremontiteam.com. Just click home valuation, or you can call and text us that too. Hey, I would like a personal property valuation. 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. Now, I'm going to argue with you just for the sake of information for our friends and our listeners. I have heard home buyers for 20 plus years say this. Generally speaking, they think homes in Dallas are kind of boring. Ranch style,
wow.
Single level brick houses.
Yep.
Of course there are differences, but as a general rule, people who've lived in other parts of the country, they're like, oh, you know, colonial, northeastern, cottage, coastal. Like, what is the style in Dallas? Well, it's brick.
Who knows?
It's brick ranch style. Like, that's the general, you know, summary statement. Is
an old
single story.
I love mountain
kind of wide brick houses. Now, I think they have charm and intrigue, but they're not like, oh, really unique architecturally. They're kind of squares and rectangles. Lots of single story brick, right? So that being said, you go up into Collin County and you generally have newer, just the growth and the expansion there is newer. So you have more two stories. You have some more homes with siding or stone and things like that. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm just saying lots of people have an opinion on this. Sure. And there are some that are like, oh, we've always wanted single story ranch. And there's others that are like, no, I want something that looks different. I don't want to look like all my neighbors.
If you hate trees, you will love Collin County.
So that's the counter argument, right? Is parts of Dallas are older and more mature. They're not as master planned. They're more of a grid system. We've talked in the past about, for example, other cities in Texas, whether it's Austin or Houston or San Antonio, you're like, not everything. People would say, oh, I live in this neighborhood. In most of Dallas, they would say, oh, I live at the tollway and Beltline, you know, they just say, here's my,
your cross area, streets
instead of saying, well, we live in Deer Ridge, you know?
Yeah.
So that's slightly different in some suburbs. But the point is, when you think about those two different counties, Collin County has some stuff that's just as old as Dallas County, but they have a lot more newer, more planned development, more variety in property type and things like that.
When I look out the back of my house, ma'am, all I can see is
beautiful trees.
No, I have, but I have plenty of trees, and I have a
nature preserve,
and I'm next to a nature preserve.
Well, then you're winner chicken dinner.
I'm just having,
just saying.
I'm just trying to create my own all inside my yard.
Yeah.
All right,
Todd's building a forest.
You pick your own winner, okay? But that's Dallas County and Collin County. Why you might love one, why you might not love one. Property values tend to be, you got options in the entire spectrum in both places. Both are large counties with large populations and rapid growth for the most part in at least some parts of those counties. So
there's massive pluses either way.
To both. You know, lifestyle preference, job, location, church, wherever you like to grocery shop. There's all kinds of stuff. But those are two counties with tons of options. But people typically have to pick. You're going to live in one and not the other. And if we can help you with that, give us a call. 214-310-0008. We absolutely, 20 years into doing this, still guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time. Both is hard, but we do it. We have a 7-step proprietary marketing plan with hundreds and hundreds of subpoints if you're selling. And we have a 13-point buyer program if you're buying. If you'd like to just know a little bit about that, what is that 7-point seller system? What is that 13-point buyer program? Give us a call. This phone number should be in your cell phone for any real estate needs you need ever. Call or text 214-310-0008. All together now,
214-310-0008.
Or
thatremoneyteam.com.
I will say, if you want to buy a house in multiple counties,
we can help,
we
with, that
can help with that as well. And we, you we'd can be have more all than the happy experiences. Yeah.
That's a joke, but we actually do, especially investors and folks that like,
I don't
hey,
think he's joking.
We can help you.
Yeah. It was just an opportunity to expound. But we've been working with more investors in the last 12 to 18 months that are realizing like, hey, I don't want the cheapest lazy realtor on the planet just to like get me a contract in. Like I want a team that will help me get more money for my investment to get greater ROI. And if you want a world-class pro helping you 2, 3, 4, sometimes 6 or 12 times per year, get a good deal on a house with max efficiency, no wasted cost, and then maximize the resale value by selling a home over the average price and under the average time, we are here to help. Wannabe investors who want to waste people's time and always just go cheap, 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 call somebody else. Legitimate investors that want to, you know, do a home or more every single year and build real income and wealth that way, we really, really can help and really enjoy working with those types. So also 214-310-0008 or toddtremonteteam.com. We got lots more to cover as we make our way through the show today. But if you're thinking about buying or selling right now, don't wait. Summer is very much here. And the timetable to get that done before the end of like school's out summer, believe it or not, is already kind of getting crunched. Just think really quickly. You want to give yourself some time to choose the right agent, choose the right lender, to really zero in on the best area for you. Then you need time to go look at some homes and compare and make wise choices. Then you need some time to make offers and negotiate. Then you want to have a fair amount of time for inspections, appraisals, and surveys, and make sure if you needed to back out, you don't feel pressured that you could do that. Then you need time for all the logical underwriting and appraisals and approvals and all that kind of stuff. Then you want time to be able to move in and get settled before kind of back to school, back to crazy intense work. All you need to give yourself margin through all that. So to have a full 90-ish day window there is really wise. And we are already late April, early May, depending on if you're catching us live or on the podcast here. And 90 days is like the end of summer, right? So you don't have to have 90 days, but it's nice to have that to make sure you're not making impulsive financial decisions. You're not putting yourself or your family in a tight spot or limiting your options. So you do not need to feel pressured right now, but that window starts to close about now. Giving yourself that full 90 or 100-day window starts shrinking about now if your goal is to be into that home comfortably before the end of summer. Especially if you have children in school and you're wanting to do this before that. School starts around here, second, third week of August. You don't want to be figuring out where the stuff is in the box while you're figuring out the new school. That is dramatic and traumatic for your family. Don't do that. You know, low drama. We used to work with Barbara Corcoran a lot, and she would always say, avoid the drama. So avoid the drama. Okay, 214-310-0008 or toddtremonteteam.com. Now, if you're thinking, I also want to update the house I already have. I want to like clean up those garage floors, the driveway, the patios, the walkways, maybe even like a sport court, pickleball court, basketball court, four square area, whatever that is. I want you to talk to goodgaragefloors.com. That's what they do, garage floors, but they also do all hardwood surfaces, stone, concrete, walkways, patios, driveways, all that good stuff. Goodgaragefloors.com. Tell them we sent you. They're going to take great care of you anyway, but especially for being a friend of ours. So goodgaragefloors.com. Tell them Todd Tremonte sent you. If you haven't shopped your insurance in a while also, why not? Why overpay for insurance, especially when we kind of hope we don't need it? So let's not overpay for it. But if you ever do need it, you're also going to want to make sure you have the right amount of coverage on the right stuff. You know, is that included on your homeowner's policy? Or do you need an umbrella policy for that? Are you saving the most on your auto by factoring in your homeowners and those other things? Just call DP Lambert. That's what I do. Call them 214-614-8595. Or maybe it's easier for you to remember an email address. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. dp.lambert@goosehead.com. And if you can't remember any of that stuff, Ian, what could they do? If they just don't remember his personal info,
they should go to toddtremonteteam.com. They should click on the radio tab. And from there, they will be able to see all of our recommended pros and vendors. including all the ones we talk about here on the show.
So if you're on desktop or laptop, right up at the top, there's a little button that says Todd's Radio Show. Click that bad boy. Otherwise, you go over to the menu, and there's like a bunch of radio info. Either one will get you to the right place. You should have that bookmarked somewhere as well, because that's the same place. You can go to one single website, get that automated valuation to start thinking about protesting your taxes or just to keep track of your asset and your equity. You can get a cash offer there. You can search all homes for sale on the MLS by all agents and all of DFW. You could take a scorecard deal, like how ready are you to buy? How ready are you to sell? You can get a deep dive property valuation there as well. You can request a custom valuation. You can request a cash offer. You can track your equity over time.
You can do it all.
It's all everything. It's all in one place. ToddTremontiTeam.com. You know what's not there, Courtney? You know what's not on the real estate website we've created for our friends and listeners?
Oh, wow. What?
Food recipes.
Weather forecasts, food recipes. There's no dumb stuff.
Cars. You can't shop cars.
We're not trying to be a website that you wake up every morning and go visit. We're trying to help you with real estate stuff that actually matters to you.
Like, what's
my house worth? Can I look for houses without being annoyed? And can I possibly, like, could I get a cash offer? Could I find out what my house is worth? Could I see if it's worth more or less this month than last month? Could that help me think about buying, selling, refinancing? Could it help me think about where that fits in my overall wealth building? That's the goal, is that we help you with real estate stuff that matters and we don't waste your time. We're trying to do that here on the radio show every single week. If you miss us for part or all of it, you need to know about the podcast. Same name, different platform. And on the podcast, we often add bonus episodes where we jump in and we do 5 or 6 minutes on something that we've gotten a question about and we know would be really valuable for our friends, our listeners, our clients, our neighbors. So DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, whatever you like, just look for DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. If you like the podcast, leave a review, click, download, you know, all the things, share it with a friend. But you can search that topically. You can listen in the morning, at night, in the car, during a run, whatever. DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti, wherever you get your podcast. And then, of course, we're here every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. And you can call or text with your questions, and we'll discuss it right here on the show. Or we can respond to your text throughout the week, where we are the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, Fort Worth, Dallas, Richardson, all over the Metroplex, helping people buy and sell, you know, neighborhood homes that they're excited about, or homes on land or homes on small acreage where you can enjoy things like Easter egg hunts and really incredible backyard parties with friends and enjoy the late spring, early summer months that are some of the absolute best backyard memories and moments that anyone could have. Whether you have a big backyard or a small one, we're here for you with neighborhood homes and homes on small acreage. My name's Todd Tremonti. He's the Yanni Donnie. She's the full price Courtney. If we can help you with anything related to buying, selling, or enjoying your home more, or your friends, or your family, or your neighbor, or even if you're moving from or to out of the market, we'll get you connected with great agents, usually that we've trained and equipped in other markets as well. Give us a call, 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Or you can always find us online at
TodTremontiTeam.com.
And it's no longer Ian's birthday, but it's always fun to hear it.
Hi, Ian. It's Mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
If you're curious if we are full of bull or not, just go Google us and look at over 800 five-star reviews. I'm Todd Tremonti. We'll talk to you next week.